My friends and colleagues, Alex Rennie and Imogen Pater, founded an organization called the UK Friends of Ukraine, which is a grassroots organization to keep up the support from the UK and make sure that the aid that's leaving the United Kingdom is focused and relevant to the realities on the ground. So I was invited by them to join them on a humanitarian aid run, which included me visiting Kyiv, Lviv, Chernihiv, and other places across UK. And this also follows what I've experienced on the ground here in Gravesend, which is a surge within my local community of people wanting to play their part and support the humanitarian aid effort.
So what happened on January the 2nd? Can you talk us through that, please?
January the 2nd is a morning that I will never forget. We got an alert on the air raid alert system, which is an app that we have on our phone, which told us to get to the bomb shelter within the hotel that we were staying at, as Russia had launched hypersonic missiles in the direction of Kyiv. I mean, it was a very scary experience that brought home the realities of war, the realities that the Ukrainians are having to live with daily. And it will stay with me for a very long time, seeing as we were in that bomb shelter, young children gripped for their parents' hands as those explosions that we heard overhead rocked the building that we were in.
How did you feel at that precise moment?
It was, without any lie or exaggeration, complete fear, because when you're in a building that's shaking, your mind automatically thinks of the worst. But I actually feel worse now that I've arrived safely back in the UK, and it's probably selfish for some to hear me say that, but I'm left with those thoughts of what my friends and colleagues out in Ukraine are feeling almost every day. Since I've been back, my phone has buzzed another three or four times with air alerts for Kyiv, because in just the last few days of 2023 into 2024, Russia have fired over 300 missiles and over 200 drones at Ukraine, which I mean is nothing less than the actions of a despotic, unhinged terrorist state, and a reminder of why the aid and activity that the UK is doing in this area remains vitally important.
Just going back to the bomb shelter, I mean, how did you feel at that precise moment when you began to realize that the hotel was shaking, there were bombs exploding outside? I mean, did you feel at any point that you were going to die?
It's really hard to say. I mean, there's obviously that fear that one of the missiles could have got through the air defense systems, but having met some of the soldiers on the ground, and just seeing those how prepared they are to actually defend their city does provide you with some comfort. But of course, there's missiles being taken out in the air above you, and you do constantly think for the worst. So the realities of being in a war zone certainly set in, but that I wouldn't say would deter me from doing similar such work in the future, because it really did bring home the fact that it is the civilians that we've been trying to help through the UK Friends of Ukraine, that are the ones that Russia are targeting.